Hey, you want that to go?
Good morning. It's Todd Zwillick sitting in for John Hockenberry. It's time for some takeouts on some of the quick stories we're following today. The Labor Department has just released the November unemployment figures. The jobless rate dropped to 10%, down from 10.2. That's much more than economists predicted. And employers shed 11,000 jobs, the fewest since 2007. Now, it's more than economists predicted, but not necessarily more than Dan Gross predicted. He predicted on this show the other day that the job market might start to recover in early part of 2010, so they might have beat him by a month or two. Dan Gross is a columnist for Newsweek. Dan?
Hi.
How are you? What's first of all, did you nail this prediction, or you consider yourself lucky?
I would say lucky, but I think the underlying trend is that the consensus of economists and analysts out there have not been accurate in terms of the strength of the economy. They've under-predicted the strength. They thought we were going to continue to have more recession when we started to have growth in the third quarter. They've been predicting that we're going to have more job loss when, in fact, those job losses were going down. If you look in the press release from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, it shows not just that 11,000 jobs were lost in November. When you're dealing with a data point of 130 million, that's basically flat. I mean, the difference between that and a gain of a few thousand jobs is really nothing. But they also looked back and said, in September and October, we didn't lose as many jobs as we thought we did. And when you look at the services sector, which is the overwhelming part of our economy, 112 of the 130 million jobs are in the services sector. That sector added jobs in November, and looking at their revisions, it added jobs in October, just a few thousand, but that's two straight months of jobs growth in the area that is the where most people work.
All right, Dan, we just heard from a listener on this. I want you to listen to what one of our listeners has to say about the job recovery.
This is Ben on the road outside Detroit, Michigan. I just heard those employment numbers, and I got to think that a lot of what's behind those numbers is service industry. I work in a movie theater, and we pick up people around the holidays all the time. But I think the real test will be whether or not those numbers hold after the first of the year.
All right. Well, he raises a good point, Dan. I just said job recovery, and I jumped the gun. It's certainly no indications that it's a recovery yet. But what do you think about that? Jobs in the service sector?
Yeah, well, there's always a certain amount of seasonal hiring, right? People, retail stores hire. There's a lot of activity. That goes into these calculations. Now, the difference between this year and last year there was no seasonal hiring whatsoever. This year there is some evidence of that. One of the things people always look to in these numbers is temporary help, because companies frequently, before they have the confidence to add a full-time employee, they will kind of hire temps.
They kind of toe the water a little bit, as it were. Yeah.
Those numbers, there was significant growth in temporary jobs in October. I believe it was 57,000 or so. Again, those are not the jobs that people want. They'd much rather have a full-time job, but you typically do not see a recovery in payroll jobs until you start to see increase in temporary work, and we're definitely seeing that.
So we see those early signs, and of course one month of a drop is not a trend, but any sign of what the trajectory is here? And we've already said we're in a technical recovery out of the recession, but what are the chances that this number jumps back up to 10.1 or 10.4 at some point in January, February, March?
I think there is great potential for sort of bumpiness in this. We always used to think that when you had an economic recovery, when the factories started it back up and companies would recall their laid-off workers, that employment would return to its pre-recession levels. What we've seen over the last two recessions and what we'll probably see over this one is that it doesn't quite happen like that. There are structural changes going on. We continue to lose manufacturing jobs, not because the economy is shrinking, but because manufacturing is going to different places in the world. So that underlying trend continues. And until we have, I think, a strong belief among kind of corporate executives that the recovery is here, it's here to stay, and it's durable, they will be very reluctant to hire people.
All right, a little bit of silver lining in the job numbers today, but a lot more confidence to build before the recovery starts. Dan Gross, columnist for Newsweek, thanks for joining us.
Our last takeout comes from you, the listeners, and your solutions to the jobs problem. President Obama held a summit about jobs in Washington, and we were on the takeaway having our own jobs summit. While the president had economists and union leaders, we have you. Marguerite says she's a retired professor of social welfare. She emailed us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. We need a huge public works and human services jobs creation program on the order of the New Deal, Marguerite says. Yes, we'll have temporary deficits, but people who are working will be able to make purchases and pay their rent or mortgages. At the same time, we don't draw on unemployment or other welfare benefits. Plus, our infrastructure gets fixed and we can truly move towards a greener economy.
Well, there were others, though, that were just looking for a solution to a very personal problem. That's finding a job.
This is Jeff Houston. I'm calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I did retool. I went to the railroad school in Kansas City, and the economy went in the tank right after I graduated from the school, and I've never worked for the railroad. So it just depends on what you do to retool.
And Jeff called us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. So if you can't find a job near you, what about bringing yourself to a job? We asked, how much are you willing to change your life for a new job? On that point, Michelle emailed us, I just moved my entire family from San Francisco Bay Area to Michigan for a great job. People keep asking why I would do such a thing, but for us it means better public schools, greater financial stability, a bigger house, and no earthquakes.
Congrats, Michelle. We hope your kids learn to love the Midwestern winter. It's long. Let me warn you, it's long. In warmer climates, Ariel, a 23-year-old from Miami, writes, I just graduated from a 5-year neuroscience program in Boston, and I haven't found anything for the last 7 months. I've sent out at least 150 applications in the last 5 months. Now I'm going to South Africa to follow my dream to a research job. What about you? How much would you change? How far would you move in order to find work? Let us know, or anything else on your mind or in the news at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
Of course, we're talking all morning about unemployment stories from around the country, but we need your eyes. Tell us, how have you seen unemployment play out in your town, in your family, and in your community? People go through bad or maybe better times. What about the social safety net? Is it helping you or a neighbor? 877-8-MY-TAKE. Send us your email to mytake@thetakeaway.org.
We've got California Democrat Barbara Lee joining us in a moment.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.